Part 4. I addressed the letter to Ebenezer Dorset and put it in my pocket. I was on the point of leaving when the kid came to me and said, "Aw, Snake Eye, I can play the Black Scout when you go away, can't I?" "Of course you can," I said. "Mr. Bill will play with you. What kind of game is it?" "I'm the Black Scout," said Red Chief, "and I have to ride to the stockade and warn the people that the Indians are coming. I'm bored playing Indians alone. I want to be the Black Scout." "All right," I said. "It doesn't seem to be a dangerous game. I'm sure Mr. Bill will help you fight the Indians." "What do I have to do?" asked Bill, looking at the kid suspiciously. "You're my horse," said Black Scout. "Get down on your hands and knees. How can I ride to the stockade without a horse?" "You have to amuse him until we start our plan," I said to Bill. "Relax and enjoy yourself." Bill got down on his hands and knees, and with a scared look in his eyes, he asked, "How far is it to the stockade, kid?"
150 kilometers,
said Black Scout, "and you'll have to go very quickly to get there on time." The Black Scout jumped on Bill's back and kicked him in the sides of his body, just like he was riding a horse.
"Please come back quickly, Sam. As quickly as you can," begged Bill. "Why did we make the ransom more than $1,000?
"Hey, kid, stop kicking me, or I'll get up and hit you." I walked to Poplar Grove and sat in the post office and store, talking to the people who came in to buy things. One old man said, "The people of Summit are full of the news that Ebenezer Dorset's son is lost or kidnapped." That was all I wanted to know. I bought some tobacco for my pipe, discussed the price of potatoes with one or two people, and, when I was sure that nobody was looking, I posted the ransom letter and left.